views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Welcome. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. And if you have a question concerning your health, wellness, and longevity, let me hear from you. The priority line here is 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Or call me toll-free, 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. For those of you who don't know me, I am a retired Air Force nurse and a practicing registered nurse. I've been in nursing for over 30 years, and what makes my nursing background a little different from many is the fact that I spent several years doing specialized nutritional support. I took care of people who could no longer eat by mouth, people who could no longer consume any of their calories or any of their nutritional needs by mouth. So we had to give them the proteins, the carbohydrates. We had to find out a way to give them the essential fatty acids that their bodies needed, all through intravenous routes. And we also learned at that time firsthand of the horrible manifestations of mineral and vitamin deficiency diseases, those many things that Dr. Wallach talks about. The mineral and trace mineral deficiencies were not well understood until we started to take care of these people and actually keep them alive through intravenous nutrition. Of course, today that's pretty standard. We keep many patients alive through intravenous nutrition. Nothing, of course, works like the gastrointestinal system, but if you have a gastrointestinal system that's not working, we can provide for you those basic nutritional needs to include the minerals and trace minerals through an intravenous route. So working with these people and understanding on the cellular level exactly what happens nutritionally, when I first heard Dr. Wallach's tape, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, several years ago, I immediately got excited because I knew that what he was saying was absolutely right on. I had seen in the clinical setting the manifestations of many of these deficiency diseases that he talks about. So I got on board with Dr. Wallach right away and started working very closely with Dr. Wallach and the Youngevity Company, and I have continued to do so since that time, and I am delighted to be sitting in on his show today answering those questions from people out there who are concerned about their health and wellness, people who want to take a stand, who want to make a change, who recognize that the only way to take care of themselves is to take care of themselves. So, if you have a question, something that concerns you about your health, wellness, or longevity, let me hear from you here. Again, that priority line number is 831-685-1080 or toll free 888-379-2552. Well, I came across an article the other day. Now, this is an article out of Chicago, and the study that was done actually took place at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago, and it was an article that dealt with eating fruits and vegetables and how beneficial eating fruits and vegetables are in terms of cognitive changes in older adults. And what the study actually found is that eating vegetables, not fruits, would help slow down the rate of cognitive change in adults. Now, this was a study, and it was actually published in the October 24th issue of Neurology, the scientific journal of the American Academy of Neurology. So this is a very, very prestigious medical journal. The neurologists, of course, all get this medical journal. And interestingly enough, they're going to get a copy of a journal that's talking about an article that has in it an article that's talking about eating vegetables and not fruit, slowing cognitive change. Well, in determining whether or not there was an association between vegetables and fruits and cognitive decline, what the researchers at Rush did was they actually studied some 3,700 residents in Chicago. Now, these were people who were 65 and older, and they completed a food frequency questionnaire and received at least 2 cognitive tests over a 6-year period of time. So they looked at these people over a 6-year period of time and administered at least 2 separate cognitive tests. Now, what the study showed was that compared to people who consumed less than 1 serving of vegetables a day, people who instead ate at least 2.8 servings of vegetables a day saw their rate of cognitive change slow by roughly 40%. Now, according to the study's author, who is Martha Morris, she's an associate professor there at Rush University, this decrease is the equivalent of about 5 years of younger age. Well, when you're talking about cognitive changes in adults, and you're talking about those things that are important as people get older, what we know for sure is that as people begin to age, when their cognition begins to slow and they're not as on top of things, as you will, we get very concerned. Those of us who have elderly parents, for example, are very concerned about some of these things. Now, it was interesting to note that it was vegetables and not fruits, and what the study has indicated is that further research needs to be done to find out exactly why it might have been vegetables and not fruits. One of the things that they're considering is that the vegetables have higher amounts of vitamin E. Even more than that is most of the time when you eat vegetables, you typically consume them with added fats, such as salad dressings on your salads, or if you have broccoli, oftentimes people will put a pat of butter on their broccoli or their asparagus or their carrots or some of the vegetables that they're eating. But interestingly enough, it's thought that it's perhaps the fat that helps, because we know that fat certainly does aid in the absorption of vitamin E, and of course the vegetables have more than more of the vitamin E than the fruits. So, according to the study, further study is required to understand why fruit is not associated with this cognitive change. But it was really interesting because when we talk about fruits and vegetables, part of what we talk about each time we talk about it is the antioxidant benefits, just how critically important the antioxidant benefits are with certain fruits and vegetables. And yet here we are looking at a study telling us that vegetables are paramount. Vegetables are exceedingly important when it comes to cognitive changes, especially in the elderly. Now, this study was supported by grants from the National Institute on Aging, people looking at aging and looking at the elderly trying to find out the answers. Very interesting study. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment after these messages.
The drive is made to the basket. A high arcing shot. Theo Ratliff is going up. The shot is blocked. Here they come now. Theo running the lane. Pass goes to Theo Ratliff for the slam dunk. He blocked the shot on one end and ran the court to slam dunk on the other end. An amazing play by Theo Ratliff.
2001 NBA All-Star and 2-time shot-blocking champion Theo Ratliff stays energized with Rebound FX from Youngevity. Rebound FX is more than just another sports drink. With a balance of antioxidants, natural herbs, and important minerals, Rebound FX replaces the soup of minerals and electrolytes you sweat out while working or playing. Whether you're a pro athlete or just trying to keep up with the rat race, Youngevity's Rebound FX will boost your energy and stamina while infusing your system with nutrients. Call your local Youngevity representative and order Rebound FX today, and you'll discover why NBA star Theo Ratliff endorses this product.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
Bye.
host, Nurse Joanne Conway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. And we do have an open line if you have a question concerning your health. That number is 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. And now it's time for Pearls of Wisdom. What do you have for me today, Doug?
Well, considering it is the season of Halloween, just a day or so away from that, I thought we might talk a little bit about things that are related to that. And the FDA is putting out a warning right now for these decorative lenses, the kind you can get various places that without a prescription usually. And what they're doing is they're saying these contact lenses that add design to your eye, that they could actually do irreversible damage to your eye. Now, they're warning consumers that these decorative contact lenses, if you don't get them through a eye care professional, that they could, they're sometimes called a plano or non-corrective lenses. They don't really correct your vision. They're just there for aesthetic purposes. I've seen them in various colors. I saw one on the internet where it was sort of like a spiral thing. And, then there's other ones. I've seen red ones and orange ones.
Oh, Doug, I was in line waiting to get on a ride a couple of years ago at an amusement park. And there was a guy standing in line behind me. And we, you know, all of us were just kind of engaged in conversation. And he had those spiral ones in. I could hardly look at the guy when I was trying to talk to him.
Yeah, it would be so distractive, I would think. But they're warning that some of the risks for these are conjunctivitis, which is better known as pink eye. And you could also get corneal ulcers, corneal abrasions, vision impairments, or even blindness, according to the FDA. And then they go on to say, some people actually share these things. I can't imagine seeing somebody peel one off their eye and hand it to somebody and stick it back in. But
It happens all the time.
Oh, I imagine it does.
These kids just don't have any idea of what they're doing, and they share them all the time. I mean, you know, my kids will come home from school and talk to me about, you know, one day so-and-so has red ones in, and the next day so-and-so has spiral ones in, and then they switch.
Right, right. So, yeah, they say that kind of switching back and forth can lead to infections, abrasions, allergic reactions, or even blindness. And the FDA is saying that they've seen reports that directly link these decorative lenses, especially if they're worn overnight, to corneal ulcers, which can occur really rapidly if they're left untreated, that is. And they say that these uncontrolled infections can lead to corneal scarring, vision impairment, and in some severe cases can actually result in blindness and eye loss. And they go on to say that they're actually have seen these things sold at beauty salons, flea markets, convenience stores, and, of course, over the Internet. And actually, last year, they added or amended to the Food and Drug Cosmetic Act, and they included these type of lenses. No longer is it just corrective lenses, but it's all lenses, even including the decorative ones. They're now deemed medical devices that fall under the FDA's regulatory control, and they say that these have to be distributed through a proper involvement with eye care professionals and are considered misbranded devices under the law if they're sold otherwise. And the FDA, if they find out about it, they're going to give you the full range of statutory authorities. So that's going to, you know, I find it interesting. They're putting out this severe warning that, you know, if you're out there selling these things without an eye care professional involved, they're going to come after you, and then they do nothing to the drug companies when they do things. But
yeah,
let's
wouldn't it,
go
wouldn't
after
it be
those
great
decorative eye sellers, you know?
Mm-hmm. It'll be good. Well, you know, when I look at this and I listen to this, I think, oh, for once, the FDA is doing something that may have a profound impact and may really benefit people. And I personally, I don't know if you wear contact lenses, but I do. And I know that when you wear contacts, when you're first given a prescription, they sit down and they go through, you know, all the measures necessary to make sure that you understand just how critically important it is to wash your hands and to make sure that your contacts are clean and, you know, you never should rinse them off under the faucet. You certainly shouldn't pop them out and rinse them off with your saliva and then put them back in your eye, which I've seen many people
do. Oh, I've seen tons of people do that.
It's people just don't realize just how quickly you can develop a severe infection in the eye. And, you know, some of these infections in the eye are very difficult to treat. Say nothing for the fact that you've usually got to get to the doctor. You've got to either get in to see a doctor or get to an emergency room. Then you've got to be given a prescription. Then you've got to use a prescription. These kids just don't realize sharing these lenses and doing the other things that they do will actually damage their eyes. And if you don't know how to put them in, if you have your next best friend trying to teach you how to do it, and you're not using good, clean, sterile technique to get them into your, well, not sterile, but clean technique to get them into your eye, you can really set yourself up for a lot of problems. I think the FDA has stepped in where they should. I agree with you. It would be nice to see them do more in terms of other things, like go up against some of these drug companies. But if they're going to go up against the contact lenses and at least help us out in that area, I guess we should be thankful for what we can get, huh?
I would say you're right. Yeah, you know, let's just be glad for what we do get out of them that's good, because it's better than nothing at all.
That's right. That's absolutely right. But I agree with you. Let's not be sharing these contact lenses. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a minute after these messages, talking about more interesting things in the world of medicine, nutrition, science, all those things. Stay with us.
Hello, Judy DeVilbiss here. If I could only afford to get one product out of everything, that product would be the Ultimate Classic. It has the vitamins, the minerals, the bioflavonoids, it even has grapeseed extract. The one product that would give you just about everything under the sun you would need for a perfect nutritional program would be the Ultimate Classic. By the way, people that are on the go, it's very, very hard to take the liquids with them when they go on their trip to get their supplements in every day. Well, you know something? You can use the Ultimate Daily Tablets and the Mineral Capsules. When I'm going on a trip, if I have enough room, I just take the two bottles with me. If not, just use a little baggie and take a couple of daily doses with you. It's very simple. It's very easy. There's no mess, no fuss, no refrigeration. Just take your capsules, take your tablets, and you're finished for the day.
To order these products, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Welcome back to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. And we still have an open line. Give me a call here. 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. Okay, I'd like to go back to Pearls of Wisdom. And Doug, are you still with me, Doug?
I am still here. Never going to leave you. I actually have another one here that's sort of related to the holiday season, and at least Halloween. Of course, this is the season for pumpkins. And the headline of this CNN story is, Harness the Nutritional Power of Pumpkins. Now, I had heard before of eating pumpkin seeds. In fact, my nephew even baked some up for me once, and they were actually fairly tasty. And I kind of like them a little bit like sunflower seeds. They were good to eat, but they seemed like an awful lot of work for no more than you had. But
were you trying to take the shells off?
No. It just, you had got to dig them out of the pumpkin and then clean them off.
Okay. Because a lot of people take the shells off. I personally love pumpkin seeds. I love this time of year. I buy bunches of pumpkins and I actually bake my own pumpkin seeds.
Well, that's what he did. Yeah. He had some little recipe and he did something to them. But they were real tasty, but it took from start to finish, the whole process was like an hour or more. And I just feel like a lot of extra work. Now, I would like to buy the sunflower seeds. I'll get them, in the jar where they're already shelled and all that stuff. That's about the only way I'll eat them because I think they're a lot like celery. Probably by the time you crack the shell open and eat the little seed inside, you've probably burned more calories than are in the thing. So
probably.
But actually with the pumpkin, they're talking about the flesh, the meat. And they go on to say that the pumpkin is actually a good source of beta carotene, of course, which is a good antioxidant and has been known to possibly prevent heart disease as well as certain types of cancer. And, of course, it does have some fiber in it, which aids in digestion, also helps lower cholesterol, and potassium, which helps keep the blood pressure in line. And they say that one cup of mashed pumpkin is about 49 calories. It's 2.7 grams of fiber, 1.8 grams of protein, 567 milligrams of potassium, and 5,116 micrograms of vitamin A, and plus 0.17 grams of fat, which is not saturated, and no cholesterol. And they go on to tell you how you can choose a good pumpkin on as far as to tell whether it's actually ready to cook and that kind of thing by pressing it with your fingernail. And when you pick it, they say you should try and get one that's heavy for its size. And they go on to say the smaller ones actually have a tastier taste to them a little. And there's actually such a thing as a sugar pumpkin that they recommend for cooking.
Right. Those are very popular in this part of the country.
Yeah.
Sugar pumpkins are very popular.
Yeah, I don't think the ones that every year around here, there is a big pumpkin way off. They have a pumpkin festival, and they grow a lot of them along the coast. And I think the one this year was a couple of tons almost.
Yeah, I saw the thing on TV about it this year, and it was almost 2 tons. Interesting that you can grow a pumpkin that's almost 2 tons.
You can almost build a house out of that
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely. And I love these little guys because they're easy to get cut into and they do make a great flavored pie. But, of course, we always get the oversized ones to carve. And we like to do those carvings that are not the typical carving, but the new ones that they came out with several years ago. But I am a great fan of pumpkin, and in my household, we go through several pumpkin pies. We don't talk to Dr. Wallach about that all the time, eating all those pies. But we do go through several pumpkin pies a year because it happens to be the favorite in my family, so. But there's pumpkin soup. There's so many things you can do with pumpkin. The one thing you need to remember, though, is pumpkin is one of those things that is cooked. So you're not going to have the benefit of the natural enzymes because you've actually cooked the pumpkin. So although it's great in terms of all the things you mentioned and the fiber and everything that goes along with it, certainly the beta carotene, just remember to use those digestive enzymes so you get the full benefit of all that pumpkin.
That sounds like great advice.
Yeah. Great time of year for pumpkin.
I actually had some pumpkin cake that was very good yesterday.
Oh, they are good. And pumpkin rolls, the pumpkin rolls that have become very popular, pumpkin bread, all of those things. There's so many good ways to use it. Pumpkin soup's one of my favorites. All of those things are good things to talk about and good things to eat, especially this time of year. Those things are fun, and we enjoy them. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach. Stay with us. We'll be back after these messages.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactors suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
Live show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. We still do have an open line. If you'd like to give me a call, 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers if we could, please.
All right, let's head to Fort Walton Beach, Florida. And Heidi, you're on with Nurse Joanne Conaway.
Hi there, Heidi. How are you?
All right. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How can I help you today?
I have a question about fibromyalgia. I've been dealing with it for 16 years. And
okay.
I'm just tired of the medication. I keep taking medication and nothing seems to really help. And I'm really kind of wanting to get off the roller coaster.
Well, I can certainly understand that. So you say you've had it for 16 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what medication do they have you on?
Right now I'm on the Duragesic patch.
Okay.
Pain patch.
All righty. So quite painful then for you.
Yeah. And plus I also have not only the fibromyalgia, but I also have like bulging discs in the lower back.
Okay.
Which causes a lot of problems for my hip.
Okay.
So I kind of, got a multiple of other things going on besides the fibromyalgia, but.
So there's just several things going on.
Right.
Okay, okay. Are you familiar with the Youngevity line of products at all?
No, I'm not. Actually, somebody turned me on to the station, and I just found out about it. So I was kind of wanting to get some information if I could.
Okay, well, I'd be happy to share that with you. First of all, whenever we start working with someone who has a diagnosis like fibromyalgia, the first thing we recommend is that you clean up your diet. Now, what do I mean by clean up your diet? I first of all mean that we want to eliminate any fried foods, no caffeine, no carbonated beverages, no refined sugars, no burnt animal fats. Those are the things that we know can cause a lot of problems within the system, so those are the things that we like to try to eliminate. What we recommend is that people eat high-quality protein, and you can do that in the form of egg protein. You can certainly eat eggs. You can eat meat, fish, those kinds of things that are high in protein. The Youngevity line of products also has a great Nature's Way shake. The Nature's Way shake is whey protein and soy protein. It's very beneficial, very healthful, has very few calories. It's just loaded with good stuff. And we also say to eat lots of leafy green vegetables, some of those other vegetables that we talk about often on the show, those healthful vegetables. not the corn, not the potatoes, not those things that we know to be starchy vegetables, but your leafy greens and your carrots and those kinds of things. And drink lots of water. You want to make sure you drink lots of water because you want to flush your system. Keep toxins flushed out of your system. So, to start with, in terms of the nutrition, what would I recommend? What I would recommend to start out with is the 90 essential nutrients. And you can get the 90 essential nutrients in the form of the Pig Pack Plus. That will give you the benefit of the 90 that we know that the body must have in order to function properly. And in addition to that, I would recommend the selenium. The selenium product is great for connective tissue and is found to be very helpful and very beneficial in people who have the diagnosis of fibromyalgia. My recommendation for the selenium would be that you take 2 capsules with breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then I would also say that what we've learned is that many people who suffer with fibromyalgia have a poorly functioning gastrointestinal system. Mm-hmm. In order to improve the health of your gastrointestinal system, we always recommend what we call the digestive trio. The digestive trio includes the digestive enzymes. Those enzymes should be taken 2 before each of your meals. We also recommend the Flora FX. Now, the Flora FX product is a product that will give you those probiotics that you might hear about in the news. Probiotics have become very popular. You should take those probiotics, and you should take them at a higher rate in the beginning and then back off from there. If you have a minute to stay with me, Heidi, I'll get back with you after the break, and we'll talk a little bit more about what I know is necessary.
Okay.
Okay, stay with me. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a minute after these messages.
And we do have open lines. Give us a call on the toll-free line at 888-379-2552.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. And I'd like to go right back to Heidi. Are you still with me, Heidi?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, are you writing all these things down?
Yes, I am.
Okay. As I said, the digestive trio we find to be very important. The enzymes are important to make sure that we get the benefit of the foods that we eat. But that Flora that I started to talk with you about just before we went to the break is that product that provides an abundance of the healthy bacteria, the probiotic bacteria that we talk about so much on the show. That healthy bacteria is necessary to make sure that your gastrointestinal system stays healthy. And what we find is that many of these illnesses that are not actually well-defined illnesses like fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, some of those other things like autoimmune diseases, lupus and scleroderma and multiple sclerosis, what we're finding and what the research is indicating to us is that many of those have a direct link to a poorly functioning gastrointestinal system. And what we find is if we can improve the health of the gastrointestinal system, overall, people feel much better. Now, the Flora product is designed to be taken normally 2 in the morning, 2 in the evening, but to start out, I always recommend that someone take it in a much higher dose than that, usually 6 capsules in the morning, 6 capsules in the evening, even up to 8 in the morning, 8 in the evening for the first 4 to 5 days. And then cut that in half and do 4 in the morning, 4 in the evening, and then get on the regimen of 2 and 2. The other product that makes up the trio is the Cleanse FX product. The Cleanse FX product is a product that actually helps to clean the colon and to make sure that the colon is clean, the walls of the colon are clean, so that the foods that are broken down and passed and with the water into the colon are actually kept from clogging up the works, if you will. So that Cleanse FX product is also very important. So you're someone who's not familiar with the products. I want you to go ahead and stay on the line. Someone will help you and answer your questions in a little bit more detail. But I definitely say start out with the 90 essentials. Make sure you're getting a bunch of selenium. Make sure you're getting the enzymes, the Flora, and the Cleanse product. And the other thing that I would add to that is a good antioxidant product like the Beyond Juice product. So hang on, stay on the line, Heidi, and go ahead and get on these products, give it a whirl, and give us a call back. Let us know how you do.
All right, I will.
Okay, Heidi, thank you so much for the call.
Uh-huh.
Okay, who else do we have on the line, Doug?
Let's head to Northwestern Florida, and Sue, you're on with Nurse Conaway.
Hi, Sue. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm good. My sister Friday was diagnosed with HCL, hairy cell leukemia.
Okay.
And they want to have put the pump in on Thursday and start the chemotherapy drug cladribine.
Okay.
Cladribine. And
all
they
right.
want to put the port in Thursday and start the treatment Friday and do that for 7 days. We are going to get a second opinion. The doctors say that it is in the early stages.
Okay.
And my question is, we asked the doctor about supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he said no. Now, will Dr. I've been on Dr. Wallach for probably 5 years, and I can't praise the products enough. They've made a difference in our lives. Will these supplements interfere with the effectiveness of this chemo drug?
Well, you know, Sue, there's a lot of research that's out there. For years it was felt that because these products are potent antioxidants, many of them, that there would actually be an interference with the chemotherapy drug. But what I tell people is to stop and think about it when you're going to see the doctor. First of all, what we find is that most of the time doctors will say absolutely not to these particular products because of the fear of the antioxidant capability of the products. They fear that that will interfere with the effectiveness of the chemo. But we also talk to our patients and to our clients about the fact that most of the time your doctor is not going to tell you to stop eating foods. And many of the beneficial antioxidants that you find in these products are the same things that you find in food, so it's almost like a contradiction.
Exactly.
Now, what I will tell you is the people that I have worked with who have gone to doctors who will allow them to continue to take these products while they're receiving their chemotherapy have actually done much better while receiving their chemotherapy. They stay stronger and healthier while they're getting the chemo. The chemo, in fact, seems to work better because as an organism, they are healthier while the chemo is killing off all the bad cells. Now, the other thing that I think is very important to understand is that cancer cells do not like oxygen. So So one of the products in the line, and if you're familiar with the product, you know that our OxyBody product in the line is a great product for people who are suffering with cancer. And what we always recommend with that product is that they take an ounce of that several times a day to increase the oxygen in the system, but make sure that that particular product is taken at least 1 hour before or 2 hours after any food.
Or so, 2 hours after any food.
Right. So just keep that in mind.
The Oxy what?
The OxyBody.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a great product, but I would certainly add that to the regimen. The other suggestion that I have, you're familiar with the products, and you certainly know what should be recommended for your sister, but the other thing, of course, is the digestive trio, the enzymes, the flora, and the cleanse product. But above and beyond that, what I would say is you're going for a second opinion. See if you can't get a second opinion from someone or with someone who believes in nutritionals and the power of nutritionals. Oftentimes what you're going to find when you go to these cancer doctors is that they're not that familiar with the nutritionals, and they don't want people taking them because what they've read or what they understand is that they will interfere with the chemo. There are several studies out there that have indicated that there will not be any interference with the chemo if you are on good nutritional supplements and a good nutritional support regimen. So some of that information is old information. There's certainly lots of literature out there now to tell us that that's not what happens, and that people that get on a good nutritional program while they're receiving chemo actually do much better.
Okay, now the digestive trio. Now, what did you say that was?
That would be the digestive enzymes.
Enzymes.
Two with each meal.
Two with each meal, okay.
The Flora FX.
What? Okay.
Okay, and start out with a larger dose of the Flora FX. Start out with 8 in the morning, 8 in the evening for 4 to 5 days.
8 in the a.m. and 8 in the p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for 4 to 5 days?
Right.
Okay.
And then 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. for 4 to 5 days.
4 a.m. Okay.
Okay, and then just two and two. Two in the morning, two in the evening after that. And then the Cleanse FX product. The Cleanse FX product is designed to be taken two capsules with a half a glass of water about 30 minutes before you go to bed, and usually for about 3 days in a row. And what you want to see as a result is several loose bowel movements in a day. Not diarrhea, but just loose bowel movements. That will help to tweak the gastrointestinal system, which is the largest immune system in the body, which is also going to help your sister to be able to fight off any other infections and to stay healthier as she goes through her chemo. But I certainly think that a second opinion is the best idea.
Yeah.
And like I said, try to link up with someone who believes in nutritionals.
Okay, and you said the Cleanse FX, you said two capsules.
Two capsules with a half a glass of water. And usually about 30 minutes before you go to bed at night. And that's usually for about 3 days until you start to see several loose stools in a day. Okay? All right, Sue, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it, and I wish your sister the best. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. If you have a question concerning your health, wellness, and longevity, the toll-free line, 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Greetings, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. What do you think of when you hear the words tangy tangerine? Well, I think of like a sweet, tangy tasting something. Well, what I'm referring to is the Ultimate Tangy Tangerine. It's a fantastic product. It has everything you need, and a great benefit is it's very, very delicious. It's very easy to drink. I've suggested it even to youngsters. Even children like it. Even little guys. Even little girls. They come right into my office. Their parents can't get them to take those chewable vegetables, and besides that, they're not as good as tangy tangerine. And I give them a little taste of that, and you know something? They're pleased as punch. So, if it's good for a child and it tastes delicious, why not you? There's no excuse not to take a vitamin when it tastes as good as that does. So how about it? Tangy tangerine should be the answer to all of your nutritional program problems.
For more information, or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. And I'd like to go right back to callers. Doug?
Let's head to Santa Cruz, California. And Lisa, you're on with Nurse Joanne Conaway.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hey, I know that you can live with a diverticulitis bowel and with diet and that kind of thing, but is there any way to cure it, to actually heal it?
Well, what I can tell you is what we would recommend in terms of dietary changes and in terms of those things that are in the product line that will assist with helping to alleviate some of the symptoms. I can certainly talk with you about that.
Well, I'd like to hear about it, but I wanted to know, is there any way to actually heal those pockets?
Well, what we find is that over time, the pockets do seem to heal. Over time, people no longer experience the problem. Over time, the spasm and the pain goes away.
Okay, because I'm not symptomatic. I just had an x-ray that told me that I had all these deep pockets.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me ask you a couple of questions. What is your diet like as a normal rule?
It's really good, Joanne. It's very good. We eat all organic vegetables and stuff. Every once in a while, I have a Sunday morning lapse with a donut.
Okay.
I know. My neighbor tells me that's why you have this.
Oh, well, no. I would disagree. Generally, when we talk about someone who has diverticulitis, and there are several different reasons why it happens, but most generally, the reason why it happens is that people's diets aren't quite high enough in fiber.
Uh-huh.
And some people who talk about diverticulitis are the same people who have had problems with constipation versus diarrhea for much of their lives. That's not you.
That's not me, and we do have it in our family.
Okay.
I'm the one that doesn't have symptoms but has it anyway. Everyone else has had surgeries.
Okay, well, let's see if we can escape that, okay? Certainly, the first thing that I would recommend is make sure that you have cleaned up your diet, and it sounds to me like you have a good diet to start with. Lots and lots of leafy green vegetables. you want to avoid those things that we know will irritate diverticulitis, and I'm sure they gave you that long list of peas.
No, I don't have a list, surprisingly enough. That's what I really wanted to know.
Okay, well, what we know for sure will be very irritating if you have the diagnosis is things like corn, peanuts, raw vegetables like raw carrots. Those things are anything that has seeds in them, like I know people who have diverticulitis even have problems if they eat raspberries or strawberries,
so
just
you can
even
eat
those
greens but not raw carrots.
Right, raw carrots can be problematic, actually cause the symptoms to flare, okay? So I would lightly steam any vegetable like that.
Okay.
Certainly I wouldn't tell you to stop eating carrots. I think carrots are very beneficial, but lightly steam. Don't eat them raw, okay? But those are the things that you want to avoid. Any type of peanuts, any type of nuts, for example. Those are the things that will actually cause irritation. But make sure that you're getting the 90 essential nutrients. Now, one of the things that I have learned working with people with diverticulitis is many of them have problems with arthritis. And when we start them on an arthritis program and we start them on the CM Plus, the CM Plus, acetylmyristoliate, is a fatty acid ester, and it actually helps to decrease inflammation. And when we start them on the CM Plus for their arthritic condition, it actually helps. Now, you say you're not symptomatic, but it actually helps with the inflammation associated with diverticulitis. Anytime a word ends in I-T-I-S, that's inflammation.
Oh.
So diverticulitis is an inflammatory process going on. And making sure that you're getting the CM Plus with those essential fatty acid esters will certainly be beneficial. The other thing is, make sure that along with your 90 essential nutrients that you personally are taking at least 9 essential fatty acids a day. And usually my recommendation for that is the EFA and the EFA Plus in conjunction. So take 5 of one, 4 of the other, if you will. But those essential fatty acids are also going to help with the inflammation. But certainly the enzymes and the flora and the Cleanse FX, make sure you keep that gastrointestinal system healthy. And the anti-inflammatory properties of the essential fatty acids, I think you'll find those very beneficial along with those 90 essentials. And I hear that music in the background signaling the end of another Dead Doctors Don't Lie show. I thank you so much for being with me today. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops working so hard, and God bless America. Thanks so much for listening, and until next time, so long for now.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.